Greetings in Jesus' name on this 24th day of April, the year of our Lord, 2024. It's currently 45 degrees here in Sanford, Maine, and it is a wonderful Wednesday. What a joy it is to come to the radio mic now, 8:42 a.m., and just giving God the glory for how He's helped us. And especially last night, I was able to see 15 of our men go out to Bryant Pond Baptist Church about an hour and 45 minutes north of us, to hear Brother James Knox out of DeLand, Florida, preach the Word of God. And it was a great encouragement, and the men of our church got to sing together, and it was a joy to be able to hear that and sing that song, I Glory in the Cross. I glory not in who I am or who I used to be. I glory not in gifts the Lord has given unto me. And we just got to that chorus, and it goes, I glory in the cross, I glory in the Son. It was a wonderful time. The men had a great time. I had a great time. And it was a blessing to be able to be a part of all that God did last night. And then working at the church yesterday, sheetrocking, spreading mud over all those joints, pressing forward for Christ. Today, much of the same, working on sheetrock, teaching a Bible class, preparing for tonight's sermon, exercising, and just busy about the Father's business. I hope that you could say the same. And I hope you're prepared for tonight at the house of God. I hope you'll be right in your place, shouting the victory, encouraging the man of God as he preaches the word of God, that God might do that he can only do in our lives and in our hearts. In your Bible today, I would like for you to look with me in 2 Samuel chapter number 22 and verse number 30. David has struck up a song. He has begun to rejoice over all that God has done in his life and how the Lord has protected him and delivered him from the evil hand of Saul, and all that the great accomplishments that the Lord has done for him and has continued to accomplish for him. And he picks up his pen of inspiration and he pins down multiple verses that are just ripe for the picking. And I've chose one today for our Bible time together. 2 Samuel chapter 22 and verse 30, for by thee I have run through a troop. And then it's a semicolon, and connecting the thoughts, he says, by my God have I leaped over a wall. And I begin to think about that great phrase, by my God have I leaped over a wall. Think about the great accomplishment and the great victory that he had when he got over that wall. But think about it before now. There's a wall, and there's an obstacle that's standing in the way. But he leaped over a wall. And when he leaped over the wall, he was able to look back and say, well, there was the obstacle, but as a result of leaping over the wall, the obstacle is not there anymore. And he says, this happened through my God. He said, by my God have I leaped over a wall. I wonder, dear friend, today, how many walls are facing us? How many walls have us disoriented? Where we're looking at that wall and we're wondering, what are we going to do? Are we going to be able to make it past that wall? Are we going to be able to navigate our way over that wall? And I want you to take encouragement today. David came to that wall and he leaped over it. And he was able to leap over that wall because of his God. Do you know the Lord today? Do you know him as your personal Savior? Is he your guide and stay? The same God that helped David leap over the wall is the same God that can help you leap over the walls of your life. May the Lord encourage us and strengthen us so that we might be able to press on. Press on, my dear friend, for it won't be long. And let's just continually stay after it for the Lord, everlastingly after it, leaping over walls, shouting the victory, giving God the glory, kicking up our heels, and kicking the dust up, and just saying, bless God, bless God, bless God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that is within me. Bless His holy name. You've been listening to this Wednesday edition of the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day. And we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.